Unit 8. You will hear 5 short extracts in which people are talking about a film they have seen. For questions 1 to 5, choose from the list A to H what each person thinks about the film. Use the letters only once. There are 3 extra letters which you do not need to use. Speaker 1.
Have you seen Black Watch 3 yet? I really enjoyed the other Black Watch films, and this one is just as funny. It's got the same actors in it as the others, and they're really good as usual. The story continues from the last film, you know, when they were on that desert island. But even if you hadn't seen that, you'd still be able to follow what was happening. But I was just getting involved in the story when it suddenly finished. It's only half the length of the other 2 films. It started well, but didn't get a chance to develop properly.
Speaker 2.
I'd read about The Purple Rose and it sounded really good. I hadn't heard of any of the actors, but they should get a lot more parts now after their performances in this film. The only problem was that there were 5 or 6 different storylines, which made it very difficult to follow. It's full of action, which meant I couldn't take my eyes off the screen, and there are some good comedy scenes. But I wasn't sure half the time why something was happening. It could have been shorter too, and it wouldn't have lost anything.
Speaker 3.
A Beautiful Land is set in New Zealand and is based on a book of the same name. They'd obviously gone to a lot of trouble to make sure they followed the story and the locations in the book. There are lots of beautiful shots. It's about 2 people who emigrated there 100 years ago, so it's a love story really, and the 2 main actors are really good. But there's not much else to it, and to be honest, I couldn't wait for it to finish. It could have been at least 30 minutes shorter. It really wouldn't have made much difference.
Speaker 4.
Stephen Chadley is my favourite director, so I was looking forward to his new film, Out of the Blue. He always chooses at least 1 unknown actor as one of the stars, and he's never got it wrong before. So, despite being set in a wonderful location in southern Thailand and having a really good script and gripping storyline, I didn't think any of the actors did a very good job, even those who are quite well known. There were some funny moments, though, and it's got a very good ending, not what you'd expect at all.
Speaker 5.
Jack Bradley and Manuel Gonzalez star in A Long Ride. They are apparently good friends in real life. That came across in the film, which is about a trip on a motorbike across South America. They didn't have a script. They just filmed what happened, and a lot of interesting things did happen. The acting was of a really high standard, but they are both very good comic actors, and it was a shame they didn't take advantage of that. It could have been quite funny, but was actually rather depressing. Although it was quite long, because they're always moving on to a new location, it didn't seem to matter.